Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I am Zach.
And we are back. It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we left off with a very abrupt...
A calm ending, and centered Robin.
Ending to a meeting.
Yes.
Today's episode, we're finishing off with the last thing that Robin has to say about this meeting.
Yep.
And we're going to end with another conversation.
Oh, what a tantalizing tease you've given us.
I know. As teased yesterday, though, I need to bitch about Atlanta's pollen situation real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not sorry great. If it's we not sound great. Sorry if we sound weird. We're getting fucked hard, and like I have bad allergies. You have allergies.
Yeah.
So like,
my vehicles are black.
Yep.
And
as is my singular car, because yes. I only have one, because yes. I don't need more than one.
It's true. Most people don't.
Yep.
They are a lovely, and I also park outside. You have a nice garage I do not have a nice garage, but I came out this morning, or really just throughout this week, and they're a lovely shade of piss yellow. it is bad. Yeah. It is really, really bad. And there was a little bit of rain this morning, which great, love it, wash that shit away. But when I was walking out to go to my Pilates class, not to brag.
What are you, 80?
Shit is hard, man.
Yeah, I know.
This was an intro class, my very first one I've ever done.
Yeah,
I went as a friend invited me, and I was like, "Yeah, sure, I've never done this form of exercise before." And boy, I got
humbled. Did you show up dressed like Richard Simmons?
No, but I was the only man in the building.
Okay.
And I felt like I was invading some kind of secret place. I'm pretty sure everyone was super nice at the studio that I went to, but I felt like other people were like thinking, why is he here?
You were judged.
Yeah. And fine. I would be thinking that myself, but anyways, pollen, there was a little bit of rain this morning and, it was just rivers of gross yellow, shit on the ground.
Yeah.
Just tree jizz everywhere. It was so gross.
Yeah. All that to say, if we sound a little scratchy or a little coffee or whatever. Yeah.
That's why.
Sorry.
Yep. Anyways.
Yeah.
Dune.
Starting with some yelling. We're going to end with some hushed conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are, of course, talking about minute 13 through 14 of Dune Part 2. And the tail end of Rabin's scream is what we're greeted with at the beginning of this minute.
Rats!
Rats!
But we're no longer in the map room.
No.
We're in a bit of a canyon.
Yeah. And his voice, I mean, they did some really cool effects to his voice here. It actually sounds like it's echoing throughout the canyon, which I thought was really neat.
Or like it's from really far away.
Yeah. So a nice little transition. Into the new scene. We're back with the group, PB&J and the gang, as they are walking. They got their to-go water, carrying their to-go water with them. That, of course, is James to-go.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like looking around this canyon, and we get to see some shifty shadows moving around.
Yeah. We see some Fremen stalking from up on high.
Yeah. And we know how good at stealth the Fremen are. Remember from last movie when Paul and Jessica walked into the little clearing or the rock outcropping that they had the fight in at the very end of last movie. You'll have to remember that they were all around them. We did not see a single Fremen then.
Except for the one that was directly behind Paul.
Yeah. Well, and that's the only one who wanted to be seen.
Yeah.
They're very, very, very good at stealth. Paul does manage to spot one Fremen looking over, and again, intentionally not hiding.
Yeah.
They're just kind of staring at each other, staring Paul down, looking at, you know, the newcomers that are that have joined Stilgar's gang. Then Stilgar does makes or he makes maybe the grossest sound I've ever heard in my life. I hope this never comes up again in the movie.
I tried making it.
I did too.
I was like, what? How the fuck?
I'm going to see if I can isolate that part of the audio, and I'm going to put it in right here. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very gross. I don't like it. And I'm was happy to not rewatch these seconds.
It sounds like he's just squishing a lot of spit in his cheek.
Yeah, or like it's coming from his throat.
No, it's all
like the top of your throat, back of your mouth. Like, I don't know. It's gross. I don't like the sound. Does the Art and Soul?
No, Art and Soul has
nothing
on it. Art and Soul has nothing on it. I'm sorry to break that news to you there.
My note for this second was, what the fuck is that sound, Stilgar? Oh my God. Stop doing that. But he's just announcing their presence.
Yeah. One Fremen does this, what I could only describe as like mall ninja parkour descent. Yeah.
That's exactly what I put. I said one Fremen parkours down.
Yeah. This is like 2008. So your buddy's got the flip camera and you guys just watched some parkour videos and now you're like with your friends after school doing parkour over like a single railing.
Sure.
But you're like, oh, fuck yeah. That's kind of the vibes that I got from this. And this guy, you know, descends down and he begins talking mad shit to Stilgar in Chocobza.
Yeah.
And by talking mad shit, effectively, he's saying, hey, you're late. What gives?
Yep. And we know that's what he's saying because Chani steps up as steps into her role as translator in this moment.
Yep.
And I guess translator / interpreter, it would be fair to say. And we hear the word Harkonnen.
Yeah. Amongst Chocobza.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty fun. And then Stilgar I'm going to call it English, says no, no, and then continues to speak in Chocobza, points back to PB&J. And Trani continues. She says he thinks you're spies.
Yeah.
And after this, we get a rare moment. It seems like it's a rare moment of subtitles for Chocobza. It'll become a lot more common as we get further into the movie, but we have not had a lot of these so far.
No, we haven't been blessed with a lot of translation, which honestly, like, okay. Was the cost that much more to pay your writer to like translate a subtitle?
I don't think it's that. I think this is, okay, I'm gonna make a tie back to the episode that released a week or so ago about that we did with the Lorehounds, the wrap up of Doom Prophecy. Something I said towards the end of that episode is that, you know, trust your audience to understand stuff. You know, go tell your story in a show don't tell manner.
Sure, but also like I would like actual translations for these things.
That's because you're a completionist.
Yes.
No, I just thought it was a way of, you know, we the audience, we're never left out of what they're saying. We can pick up on what they're saying. We can pick up from context clues, like you mentioned earlier this week.
Sure. I mean, I do. I guess that's right because at this point, like Paul knows enough Chocobza to like kind of get by, basically. What I would call read the menu kind
sure.
of
sure.
Multilingual, but not enough for conversation. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
It's like me in Spanish, you know, I can get by. And if I'm down there or if I'm in Mexico, and
I would say you know more Spanish than just read the menu level. Oh, like sure. You're not like full
I'm
conversational,
like,
but you can get the information that you need.
Yeah, I'm like a 6-year-old. in Spanish. I don't have a very wide vocabulary, but I can make my point known and I can, you know, have simple conversation. I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah.
But I have to be immersed in it. I have to be.
But you're not donde está la biblioteca either.
No.
So.
No. Okay, let's go.
Huh?
I just felt my stomach go. I may have to take a break between this episode and the next one. Anyways, we're good. Keep going.
But yeah, we get the blessing of some subtitles here,
mm-hmm.
where it says, "You're not welcome here." Yeah. And Johnny goes, "He said that," and Paul's like, "I got it."
Yeah, she starts to translate.
Yeah.
She doesn't even get all the way through it, and Paul cuts her off. Yeah, with like it was a very snide way that he said it. He's like, "I got that."
Yeah.
So I mean, again. Continuing in his everything that Paul says has to sound cool and badass. But this was a pretty humorous line read.
Yeah, this was definitely like a hee hee ha ha moment.
Yeah. But that's really where we end. That's the end
of it. Did not have a lot, in case you couldn't tell. We had to stretch some shit for this one.
This was a. We probably talked about pollen more than we talked about the movie.
Probably.
Anyways. Shit.
Pollen and Pilates. That's this episode of the Dune Minute.
All right.
Anyways, sorry for a short episode, I guess. Not every minute can have a 40-minute podcast episode.
It's true. That is true. All right, cool. Well, how about we meet back up tomorrow and we finish out this week on a... lovely, lovely change of setting.
Yeah.
We finally get to the place where they've been traveling tomorrow. So we finally get to go to... I'll tell you that tomorrow.
As always, you can find us online. We are available on Blue Sky at DuneMinute.com. You can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch. And we'll be back with a Friday episode, round your week out. See you later.
See ya.